General, thank you for your hospitality and thank you for your leadership. I come to Walter Reed to do a couple of things. First, I pay my respects to those who've been wounded. I've come to pay my respects to the healers and doctors and nurses and thank them for their service. I can truthfully say that the health care our troops receive here is first class. I've also come to pay my respects to family members that are praying that their loved one can get back on their feet and serve again, or get back on their feet and live a normal life. This is an interesting experience because on the one hand you see the horrors of war. On the other hand, you see the courage of the people that have volunteered to serve. I marvel when I come to Walter Reed. I marvel at the fact that people say to me, Mr. President, I'd do it again. You see somebody in bed who's been severely wounded, and they look and they say, I'm honored and proud to have served. We had one kid in there who got hurt pretty bad, and he says, I'm looking forward to getting back in uniform, getting back on the front lines. America is lucky to have men and women who volunteer to wear the uniform and to serve to protect us. And, General, we're lucky, and they're lucky, to have health care that that can provide for the wounded and provide comfort to those who need the care. So I'm honored to be with you.
Well, thank you. You energize our staff as well as the patients and their families to get even better. So thank you very much.
Thank you all. Thank you.